This series introduces exercises to support well-being and mental health. These practices should be tried safely and are not a substitute for professional medical advice. If you're experiencing distress or mental health concerns, please seek support from a qualified professional.
Gradual exposure. Gradual exposure is an effective strategy to help reduce chemistry and lab anxiety by slowly desensitizing individuals to the situation that caused stress, allowing them to build confidence and coping skills over time. The process involves gradually increasing exposure to the anxiety-provoking elements of the chemistry or lab environment, starting with less intimidating scenarios and progressively moving to more complex or stressful ones. Step-by-step approach. Step 1. Identify specific triggers that cause your anxiety. So start identifying what aspect of chemistry or lab environment caused the most anxiety. Is it the fear of performing experiment, using specific equipment, or the pressure of achieving perfect result? Understanding these triggers will help you to tailor the exposure process. Step 2. Create a hierarchy of anxiety-inducing situations. Rank the situation that causes anxiety from least to most stressful. For example, handling lab equipment might be less intimidating than conducting a full experiment. This will help you gradually expose yourself to progressively more challenging scenarios. Step 3. Start with low-pressure situations. Begin with situations that feel manageable and cause minimal anxiety. This might include watching instructional videos about the lab environment, reading through your lab manual, or familiarizing yourself with the layout of the lab without performing any experiments. The goal is to become comfortable in the environment. Step 4. Increase exposure gradually. Once you feel more comfortable, slowly increase your level of involvement. You could begin by handling lab equipment without the pressure of the experiment, or practicing basic procedures in low-risk environment. For example, if you're anxious about using a Bunsen burner, start by simply turning the thing on and off without any experiments attached. Step 5. Add complexity. As you become more comfortable, slowly add more challenging aspects of the lab experience. This may involve participating in group work, conducting simple experiments, or taking on responsibilities like preparing solutions or setting up experiments. The key is to keep moving at a pace that feels challenging, more manageable. Step 6. Simulate real lab scenarios. As your confidence builds, start participating in full lab experiments, but with guidance and support if needed. Simulate the environment as much as possible by wearing lab gear, follow protocols, and work through the steps systematically, so it feels like a real experience. Step 7. Reflect and reward progress. After each exposure, reflect on the experience. Ask yourself what went well, what could be improved next time. Reward yourself for small successes to reinforce the positive changes. Gradual exposure works best when paired with self-compassion and positive reinforcement. Step 8. Increase independence. Gradually work towards conducting experiments or tasks with less supervision. This goal is to eventually handle lab situations confidently without feeling overwhelmed by anxiety. It may take time, but small success leads to the overall growth. By gradually facing the source of anxiety, you can develop a greater sense of control and reduce the fear associated with chemistry and lab work. This approach can make labs more approachable and less stressful over time.